elect all the opposition MPs, elect the leader of opposition, it will be very easy for someone to infiltrate those opposition members and elect someone who is favorable to government. The reason why some of us are very bitter with Katonga is because FDC is the only party which has gone through this exercise more than 4 times of electing a law. We are the only party who have tried all options. The first time we were sending a leader of opposition parliament, we wanted to be over democratic here. And we said members of parliament and members should sit and elect the leader of opposition, which was done. And Honorable Tibo was chosen and went to parliament. But when someone is chosen that way, when he gets to parliament, you may have divided loyalty. Does he give loyalty to NEC, that's the party, or give loyalty to the MPs that elected him? You can bring a divide between the MPs and the party if you're not careful. And when they wrote in that act in parliament, they envisage that the party will send someone who thinks like it, who cannot change, and the party must have control over that person. Because you may get to parliament and work with the government. If you don't have powers to pull him back, then you are in danger. We have ever seen this here practically. Someone tries to put his loyalty somewhere else. Then when you got there the second time, you have to change it.